From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox, sitting in for Farai Chidea. Much has been made about poor student performance in U.S. schools. International tests in math and science rank American students near the bottom of industrialized nations and show they are losing ground to students in developing countries. Politicians, educators, and parents agree that something has to be done to fix the public school system. But what? Some say more funding is needed, while others argue throwing money at the problem is not the solution. No matter what side of the argument they support, one thing is clear. American public schools are in dire need of an overhaul, and many parents, tired of overcrowded, underperforming local schools, believe that public charter schools may be the answer to their children's educational needs. But what exactly are charter schools, and how do they work? NPR's Corey Turner visited one such school in Los Angeles to find out how it's taken some of the city's lowest achieving kids and turned them into the best and brightest.
Let's go back a few years to your elementary school hallway. Remember that bell that made your ears bleed? And the rolling thunder of kids running their mouths while running to class? Well, you won't find any of that at the Kipp Academy of Opportunity in South Los Angeles. Instead, you'll hear this. And no, there are no armed guards hovering over the kids to keep them quiet. It's just standard operating procedure here, even if little about Kipp Academy is actually standard. Kipp, or KIPP, stands for the Knowledge is Power program. It's an idea hatched by Dave Levin and Mike Feinberg, who taught in Houston, Texas, as part of Teach for America. They saw a real need for change in America's crumbling inner-city schools, and a need for fun, too. That's right. In Ms. Ren Gadwa's fifth grade English class, also known as Grammarland, words have parties and Oompa Loompas make sentences. At Kipp Academy of Opportunity, even mitosis is fun.
Heard that you wanted to know about cells and how to divide them. There is a special way, and I'll tell you what it is. The way that cells divide is through a process that is called mitosis.
It's easy to worry, amidst all this fun, that students aren't actually learning. But the school's founder and director, Mikkel Willis, assures me there's a big difference between fun and easy.
One, it starts with the hours. We do have a full day, 7:30 to 5 during the week in Saturday school and summer.
Wait a second. 10-hour days, school every other Saturday, even school during the summer? Okay, so maybe the homework load is light.
Sometimes it does get overwhelming, but
once you get used to it, it's kind of like you expect them to give it to you. Like when teachers are like, we don't have any homework, you're like, what?
Those were 8th graders James Horton and Asia McCready. All of this work and fun is in service of a larger goal, getting these kids into college. Most are African American or Latino, and many come from low-income families without the resources to get into a top-notch school. Though Kipp Academy only covers 5th through 8th grade, 5th graders are called freshmen and 8th graders, seniors. They even travel in packs named for their dream schools, USC, UCLA, Stanford. While this seems like a lot of pressure to put on a 12-year-old, the students at Kipp Academy are never left alone to struggle. Every teacher puts in the same 10-hour day, and the school provides them with cell phones that the kids can call anytime. And for any reason, says 8th grader Alana Herbert.
If we don't understand the work, we get to know it a lot better, and we get called, and some call for personal issues too, because the teachers are like our parents. Yeah, and friends.
To opponents, charter schools like Kipp Academy are too good to be true. For one, they put added strain on already limited funding. Opponents also argue that charters siphon the best and brightest away from traditional public schools. But teacher Ian Guidera says, as far as Kipp Academy is concerned, nothing could be further from the truth.
They're performing on roughly the third grade level, coming into fifth grade. So they're about 2 years behind, which is roughly the 25th percentile in the country.
In other words, the average fifth grader admitted to Kipp Academy of Opportunity scores in the bottom quarter among all fifth graders nationwide. That's where the 10-hour days, Saturdays, summers, and cell phones come in.
Our lowest group coming in was actually on the 19th percentile in math. And right now, they're in the 72nd percentile in the country after 2 years. So they went from the bottom 19% to the top 25-ish. It's pretty awesome.
For 8th grader Ashley Gomez, those numbers don't mean very much. All she's thinking about is high school and life after KIPP Academy.
I'm pretty sure that I'll do good because I have their support. They've helped me be better than I was. So it's pretty good. It's going to be tough.
Corey Turner, NPR News, Los Angeles.
M-I-T-O-S-I-S. It goes through mitosis. M-I-T-O-S-I-S.